You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So while Eskom has been applying year after year to NERSA for tariff increases that affect you and I as South Africans, and of course the most recent municipal tariff hikes coming into effect effective yesterday as well, South Africans that have been suffering from these increases might not know this, but Eskom has had certain preferential rates being applied to some of their customers, implying that perhaps not all of us are equal in the eyes of Eskom. I'm joined on the line by the Managing Director for EE Business Intelligence, who's also one of our resident independent energy experts, Chris Yelland, to take a look at this and try and make sense of it. Chris, lovely to catch up with you. Always lovely to chat around these sorts of developments. Eskom seemingly giving a 50% discount to one of their biggest, if not their biggest, clients.
Yes, indeed. Nothing new in this, actually. It's been had a special pricing agreement, or what they call a negotiated pricing agreement, or NPA, with South 32, the aluminium smelter at Hillside, Richards Bay, for many years. And it continues to this day. And in fact, the number of negotiated price agreements with different customers, energy-intensive customers, is increasing. Yes, they receive a special price which is about 50% lower than they would pay if they were on the so-called megaflex tariff, which is the tariff that other big customers like Sasol or Eskor, ArcelorMittal, that is, and various mining companies are on, so they get a preferential price that in the case of South 32 amounts to about 10 billion rand a month saving for them. So it's like a subsidy of 10 billion rand a year, sorry, not per month, 10 billion rand a year subsidy they get in the way of a special price for electricity.
Now, Chris, when we look at that number, I mean, 10 billion rand is certainly a lot of money for any company, but much more for an Eskom that is always saying to NERSA they don't have enough money. They need to consistently increase prices for retail consumers because the cost of electricity is going up, because they need to fund things. Eskom, we know, has had National Treasury take on the bulk of its debt, and this is an entity that can ill afford to leave revenue on the table. Is there a particular reason why these special price concessions or these NPA agreements are in place?
Well, you know, years ago, when the first agreements were reached with BHP Billiton at the time, which is now South 32, there was a significant surplus of electricity. And Eskom were very keen to sell this electricity at whatever price they could get. At the marginal price of electricity, which is really the cost of coal. So anything they could get that covered their operating costs, for that generation or that particular extra kilowatt hour, was better than nothing. That surplus, by encouraging these energy guzzlers, over a period of time, that surplus, was eaten away to the extent where today we don't have a surplus of electricity. We have a shortage of electricity. And in these cases, it is significantly hurting the economy, not least of all Eskom, supplying electricity at the marginal cost. Not recovering the overheads. So there was a business case for this years ago. The question is whether there's still a business case, and these special pricing agreements have been extended and extended over the years. And currently the last agreement that was signed was for a 10-year period.
Now, that 10-year period was signed back in 2021 and approved by NERSA in 2021 as well, which therefore means that until 2031, this agreement will be in place. Chris, when do you put these sorts of agreements in place as an Eskom, regardless of what your financial position might be, or at least what your relationships might be with these potential energy consumers. Surely you should have clawbacks in the contract that say, if the situation changes, perhaps we're entitled to review. I can imagine this is something you and I might not have clarity on, because we haven't seen these agreements until recently, until they made their way into the public domain. But surely this is something that Eskom would have considered, to say, if the situation negatively changes, we should be able to at least get something back.
Yeah, look, the actual details of the contract have been very tightly held by Eskom. And there has been, a need over the years by various entities, including like News 24 at one point, and other NGOs, to submit applications under the Act, the PIA Act, the Promotion of Access to Information Act, to get information that Eskom and the customer of Eskom refused to make public. They kept them secret. But the courts have, forced Eskom to reveal this sort of information, and so they are receiving some scrutiny and some concern. So most recently, a very well-renowned economics advisory company known as Meridian Economics did a study on what had become available, and they have revealed the extent of the subsidy, which is amounting to about 10 billion rand a year, or 50% over a period of 10 years, a 50% discount to the price of electricity. So the question, and by the way, that's not 50% of the price that you and I pay. This is a 50% discount on the price that other energy-intensive industries pay. And the question now arises, is this kind of discount, what is the value that Eskom get in return? And has this been soundly considered? And they come to the conclusion that it has not been soundly considered. I mean, the primary motivation why Eskom might want to give a discount to a customer like BHP Billiton is the question of interruptibility. These contracts allow Eskom to interrupt South 32, the aluminium smelter, when necessary, for a certain number of hours a week. And this is very useful to Eskom in terms of managing supply and demand and load shedding issues. And so there is an economic benefit to Eskom. The question is, is it reasonable, to give them a 10%, a 50% discount for that economic benefit? And Marine Economics have indicated that alternatives could do the same function of interruptibility for a fraction of the price, for something like 3 billion rand, which effectively means per year, and which effectively means that, according to Meridian, they are getting a subsidy to the value of about 7 billion rand a year. That is excessive. In other words, they could achieve the same objective with a battery energy storage plant at a fraction of the cost, and that this has not been properly considered by NERSA, by Eskom, when it entered into these agreements.
Well, one wonders what was considered around these conversations when they were being had, especially with the secrecy that surrounded these conversations and the load shedding that we've had to go through as South Africans over the last 16 odd years. But we'll leave the conversation on that note. Chris, thanks so much for those insights and for the time. Chris Yellen, Managing Director at EE Business Intelligence, as well as our resident independent energy expert, joining us to take a look at the concessions given by Eskom to some of their preferred customers and the impact of those concessions on consumers.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.